up, everybody? It's your draft queens, Kate and Michelle, coming in hot on a Monday morning, or hopefully, I don't want to say cold. I mean, nobody says coming in cold to a Monday. How do I say, like, coming in lukewarm to this Monday?
I knew that was the direction you were going to go in there.
Lukewarm because I don't want to come hot into a Monday. That's not how I'm feeling today. I'm feeling like, but I'm not feeling cold. I'm not feeling bad. I feel like it's a Goldilocks kind of day. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's like, I feel good going into this Monday. Lots of good for those of you who are mothers, who are celebrating mothers, who have lost mothers, who are thinking of mothers. Hope you had a nice Mother's Day because that was yesterday. So that's why I'm coming in on such like a grounded tone, having seen my own mother.
There you go. I like it. You know, we try to bring as much good vibes and energy into Mondays, which, you know, historically don't get a very good rap. So
I know.
Lukewarm's still really good for a Monday.
It's better than a cold Monday, okay? We're coming in lukewarm this Monday. How was your weekend, Michelle? How are you doing this lukewarm Monday?
Lukewarm Monday is good. It was a nice, toasty, warm weekend, which has been amazing. Yes, we always talk about the weather. No, we're not a weather podcast. But you know what, people? We live in New York, and we get excited when the weather's nice, and it's beautiful right now. So that makes me happy.
Amen. Amen to that. Hey, I was looking through our headlines, and for those of you who are new to the show, because there are always some newbies we find, if you're new to the show, welcome this Monday. Usually we come in hot, and the huddle is where we talk about the biggest headlines of the previous week up until today. So I was looking at our headlines this morning, and another nice mixed bag today. Another nice mixed bag.
You know, that's what the huddle's all about. We spend more than half the year talking football, and only football. So, you know, the huddle is our chance to really, you know, spread our wings and fly a little bit.
I know. And this is also the first full week of the year where we have, as of last Thursday, we have the full rosters for the NFL season for 2023 to 2024. Can you believe
Crazy.
It?
Crazy. There'll be so much more football talk to come.
I'm so excited. But we've got some today. So we'll talk about some of those in today's headlines. Let's get into it. I've got 30 seconds on the clock. So
30?
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Lukewarm Kate, we need at least 60 seconds, please.
Lukewarm Kate is firing on but one cylinder. 60 seconds, one minute I have on my iPhone clock. And we can go through these headlines and then talk about a couple of them. What do you say?
I'm just glad you're giving me 60 seconds and not 30.
I know, this is not a double time reading marathon. We'll do it at the same pace, hopefully. But yes, you get 60 seconds on the clock, as always, Michelle. I will count you down. Go ahead and grab this first headline. Ready?
Ready.
In 3, 2, 1, huddle.
Aaron Rodgers' debut as a New York Jet is set for Monday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills on September 11th.
The Sixers' Joel Embiid earns his first ever All-NBA first team honor.
Barcelona women's soccer has their historic 62-game win streak end with a draw versus Sevilla.
And Sevilla will also host the 2023 Billie Jean King Cup Finals, the International Tennis Federation just announced.
Henry Ruggs III officially pleads guilty in his fatal DUI case and could potentially spend time in prison.
Lamar Jackson has not yet joined at the Ravens workouts after signing his chart-topping deal.
The New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies are set to play in the 2024 London Series.
The Miami Grand Prix organizers are considering switching to a night race. And 8 seconds.
Fred Couples was named U.S. Vice Captain for the 2023 Ryder Cup in Rome last Wednesday.
Woo-hoo! Right on the nose. Maybe beautiful.
Maybe it's better when we're lukewarm. I think if we come in too hot, we stumble over things. If you come in cold, you don't finish. So, like, lukewarm's where it's at.
Like, maybe we just solved it. Just be lukewarm on a Monday morning, and you're bound to get through whatever it is you need to get through.
Oh, man. All right. Speaking of things that are not lukewarm, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Monday Night Football showdown kick off the NFL Monday Night Football season. I mean, like, you know what? Kudos to the NFL. People joke about, like, the scripts and all the you know, like, how they make it so entertaining and sport, you know, the showmanship of it all. There it is right there. That matchup right there is incredible to kick off Monday Night Football. And although not a headline, while I was looking through some of the more notable matchups of the season, the Chiefs and Joey B and my Bengals,
of course,
are showing down on New Year's Eve. Take one guess what I'll be doing.
I mean, I'll be right there with you. I know exactly what you'll be doing. And I will be in the seat on the couch right next to you.
Right? Like, well done to the NFL scriptwriters. This season already has drama written all over it.
Electric. Okay, let's make this a little bit fun before we go on to the other headlines. Early bets, Jets or Bills taking this one to kick off the 2023 season?
Bills.
Gotta be, right? There's like no,
I don't think the Jets are, I don't think the Jets will have their shit together quite yet.
No, I'm just, I'm looking at the depth chart real quick just to like refresh myself for who's moved onto the Jets. I mean, it's going to be a good game though.
Yeah. I just think, you know, look,
I mean, there's no chance they have their shit together. No,
I don't think so. No chance. That's my early thought.
Yeah. But I'm like, oh man, I'm liking the Jets, looking at them on paper. Okay. Well, we'll see how they are in like game 5 and 6. Yeah.
I think it'll take a minute for them all to get settled with one another. Whereas, you know, the Bills, I think Josh Allen has his eyes on the prize more than ever this year. So he'll be guns blazing.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep talking football, though, because this feels good. why is Lamar Jackson not at workouts right now?
Because he's Lamar Jackson. I mean, like, is anyone surprised? Because I'm not when I read that headline.
I mean, I'm not, but also, like, yeah, I'm surprised. You just got, like, the biggest contract in the history of the world.
Look, Lamar Jackson, like, for me, has always been, like, jury's out. We talk about it during fantasy football season. Sure. He's not necessarily the guy that I would put all my eggs in that basket for multiple reasons. But, you know, this is one of those reasons. Like, I just get, like, a weird feeling about him as like a leader and a team player, and that like that always has rubbed me the wrong way.
You're not sure if he's like in it for the right reasons or whatever.
I mean, just like, you know, the Aaron Rodgers thing, and not that Aaron Rodgers is my favorite person ever, but you know, all this speculation goes on. We've talked so much shit about, you know, him going into the dark to decide who his team was gonna be, blah blah blah, right? But listen, he came out of the dark. He said his intention was to play for the Jets. The deal closed. And guess what? That guy was in New York in Jets gear at the, like, face, you know, whatever, right there as soon as it happened. So, you know, okay, respect. That's the right thing to do. And then the Lamar thing is just as dramatic. Will they sign him? Won't they sign him? How much? Blah, blah, blah. I still can't believe he has the most money. I think it's not right. But then you get it, and then this is how it, like, starts? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, it's not
And it's not the first time. It's not the first time, like, something press-worthy or stunty like this has come up about him, and it just makes me question it a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree. I do find it very, 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 very weird. Now, if he doesn't show up next year, that will be fine with me, just because, you know, we're playing the, it was announced that the Titans are playing the Ravens October 15th in London. So yeah, oh, I totally did not look at flights all weekend. No, definitely didn't. but yeah, I really hope he shows up to training camp, because I hear that's important to have your starting quarterback there.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I would say so.
What the fuck do I know? Let's move on, because I thought this was super cool. If you've been, I know you've been watching the NBA run through the playoffs. We've talked a lot about Joel Embiid just over the years since he joined the NBA, and I was really glad to see him earning some looks for NBA first team for the first time ever. Great for him. Yeah. Especially with that injury.
Right after the MVP, yeah. I mean, he's been battling injury in the playoffs, but you'll keep hearing that guy's name, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Which of these headlines were, you know, calling your name today?
Let's see. I happened to watch the Miami Grand Prix last weekend. Very exciting race to watch for F1. I think this year's race was like the second or third one in Miami. So slow and steady. You know, F1 is gaining some more traction in the U.S., which is cool. I'm curious about this switching to a night race. I know there was lots of conversation during the race about the weather down there. And, you know, what I've learned in my F1 watching is, you know, as the temperatures rise and fall, it affects, obviously, the temperature of the track, which affects what kind of tires you need to use, which affects the strategy of the race, et cetera, et cetera. So I wonder if they're thinking about, you know, trying the nighttime just to keep the track a little bit more consistent with the weather. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. I will say, as now an avid F1 watcher, the races in America are truly American and are very embarrassing for Americans.
Oh, God. Come on.
Oh, my God, Kate. So
what do we do? What have we done?
They announced all the drivers at the beginning with LL Cool J eye roll all over the place. Like, really? You gotta be kidding me.
I know.
Gotta be kidding me. Like LL Cool J. No. They're, no. I hate LL Cool J.
okay. What? Wait,
he's so overused.
LL Cool J?
Yeah.
I love LL Cool J.
All right. Well, you would have liked the LL Cool J part then, I guess. But then the kicker was they had Will.i.am.
He was born on my birthday. Sorry. LL Cool J, a.k.a. James Todd Smith, born January 14th. Baby. He's a Capricorn. You got to love him. Michelle, he's one of us.
It's a pass for me. Oh. I like most Capricorns, but not him.
Oh my God. All right. Devastating.
Anyway, I suppose you would have enjoyed the LL Cool J part.
I'm very American. What can I say?
And then to boot, they had Will.i.am like conducting an orchestra. It was just very over the top and American, which when you watch these in the other countries, it's just not as ridiculous and whatever. So it kind of made me chuckle. But go ahead and watch that replay since you're an LL fan. Maybe you'll enjoy it.
I will. I absolutely would love to watch a replay. Now that I know that he's part of it, maybe I'll really enjoy the Miami Grand Prix.
There you go. That's how we get you into F1. LL Cool J.
Okay, I'm down for that. how do we get the audience or those of you who are not familiar with how much Michelle and I talk about golf, but how do we get everybody amped up about the Ryder Cup? Because I saw, and now is in our headlines, that Fred Couples, who absolute legend in the PGA. Yep. If you don't know the name Fred Couples, whoo, baby. Get on ChatGPT and ask. Fred Couples was named a U.S. vice captain for the 2023 Ryder Cup in Rome. Amazing.
It's awesome. I mean, like, if you're not a huge golf fan or watcher, you know, I get it. That's fine. The thing that's cool about the Ryder Cup is it's obviously not like your standard tournament. You know what I mean? It's much more, there's more like team competition. So you're, you know, Team Europe versus Team United States.
Yeah,
so
I love that.
Gives a little bit of a different angle for, you know, folks that maybe aren't too big into watching like the individual golf tournaments, but this is like, you know, a little bit more teamworky.
Yeah, and usually, I mean, I don't know who the captains have been in the past. I'm sure I could look it up, but I feel like Fred Couples is an interesting but legendary selection. What a cool thing.
Yeah, I think it's always someone pretty legendary. Yeah. So that should be pretty cool, and we have that to look forward to in the fall, I believe.
Yeah, last weekend of September into October. It's gonna be pretty cool.
There you go. I thought this Barcelona women's 62 game win streak.
All right. Thank you for 62? Bringing this one up. I did not want to skip this one. Is that like? I mean, it says it's historic for them. Is that not historic for, like, literal any soccer club in the whole world?
According to FIFA, their winning streak was the longest ever in any professional league. That's insane.
Holy shit. Why?
That's insane.
How did this go so far under the radar? I feel like I didn't see this headline, but that is crazy.
I know. I didn't see it either. And when it first caught my eye, because it just said, the main headline just said like Barcelona. And I was like, well, that's bullshit. I know that team has lost. Like, what am I missing here? Yeah. Like, what is it? And then I went to read further and I was like, oh, it's the women's team. And then I was like, oh, it's the longest in any, like, And they didn't even technically lose. It was a fucking tie that ended it.
I was just going to say, let the let the women play, damn it.
Right?
Let them play.
Oh, my God. Like, that kind of streak is on the line. Just, like, I know it's not tradition to go, you know, to PKs or whatever in, like, the regular season. But, like, man, with 62-game win streak on there.
Just let them go to a fucking shootout. Like, come on. And technically a draw counts as a loss, right? There's no, like, tie. Or I don't know.
I think you get points for, there's different points for win, lose, or draw. Like,
oh, God, how devastating.
But 62 games.
Wow. Shout out Bartha women's soccer.
Damn, that's insane.
All right, well, Sevilla is, like, really raking in the accolades. Not only did they end the Barcelona women's soccer streak, but, like we said, they're hosting the 2023 Billie Jean King Cup Finals. Very
cool.
There
you go. There you go. And speaking of Europe, because it seems like we've gone from now Rome to Spain.
I was going
to
say, this is a very European episode.
We'll go to London along with the Mets and the Phillies. I always like calling these out just because I do think it's cool when sports import and export. Same way it's cool that like F1's starting to pop up in America. It's awesome that MLB, NFL, NBA, like, it's cool that, like, our American leagues go, you know, overseas and do some games there. So I thought this was pretty cool that the Mets and the Phillies are going to play in London next year.
Yeah, I totally agree. And speaking of this, and as we're getting to the end of today's episode, we have some interesting and very global sports that we're talking about on this Wednesday's episode of the show. We are doing a Drafts on Drafts this Wednesday. For those of you who missed it last week, every other week we're doing Drafts on Drafts through the summer until we get to the NFL season where we'll be back two to three times a week. So this Wednesday, tune in. We are talking about the sports that you cannot believe and maybe will not believe are sports, because I was refreshing myself on the sports that we had written up into our cute little, we have a little prep doc that Michelle and I use to get ready for these episodes sometimes. And these sports are out of control. Like, totally, like, worse than ESPN The Ocho, like ESPN Diez or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, basically, yes. This is going to be a very fun Drafts on Drafts for sure. It's always meant to be a little bit fun and quirky, yeah. But this one's gonna take the cake for sure.
It's gonna knock your socks off, or maybe no. I'm not even gonna tease what's happening on Wednesday. Just tune in. Make sure you listen at 8 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday morning. We'll have an episode about the sports you cannot believe and will not believe are sports. But until then, Michelle, I think that's all we have for today.
I think so.
All right. Well, it's been a fun lukewarm Monday to chat with you. And for those of you who want to follow along and don't want to miss us on Wednesday morning, if you're not already following Draft Queens, make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you are listening. We are there. And I just cannot wait for this Wednesday's episode, Michelle. So I'll see you in a couple days and we'll do it live then.